All right, now let's take a look at Revelation 13 as we merge, combine artificial intelligence and the Word of God. I want us to be aware, first of all, that the Apostle John, while on the island of Patmos, was being shown a lot of things, a lot. At the very beginning of chapter 13 of Revelation, he said he saw a beast coming out of the sea. And that beast had 10 horns and 7 heads with 10 crowns on his horns, and on each head a blasphemous name. Verse 3. Well, let's keep reading. The beast I saw resembled a leopard, but had feet like those of a bear and a mouth like that of a lion. The dragon gave the beast his power and his throne and great authority. The dragon being Satan. As a matter of fact, in Revelation chapter 12, we're told about this dragon. And the dragon is said to be Satan, the adversary. The dragon gave the beast his power and his throne and great authority. Isn't it interesting that the dragon, Satan, tried his best to get the Lord Jesus, when he was on this earth the first time as a man, to accept power and authority from him, rule the world? All Jesus had to do was worship Satan. All he had to do was make Satan his God, which is exactly what he would have been doing from that point on had he obeyed Satan and let Satan give him the power, the authority, the rule over the world that Satan wanted to give to him. It's not necessarily that Satan wanted Jesus to have that power and authority. Satan wanted to be the one to give it to him, so that by having received power and authority to rule the earth from Satan, Jesus would have forfeited everything that God had planned for him. It was already God's plan to give all power and authority to the Lord Jesus. That's why in Matthew 28, the Lord Jesus said, I have all power and authority in heaven and on earth. He was going to receive all power and all authority to rule the entire world. He was going to receive it from his God. Satan tried his best to run interference with that plan by trying to get Jesus to jump the gun. And instead of patiently waiting to receive all that power and authority from his Father in heaven, Satan wanted him to receive it from Satan. And again, had Jesus obeyed Satan and said, okay, Satan, I'll receive it from you, he would have been making Satan his God. And Satan knew that. Jesus knew that. And he said no to Satan. So we have this, the God-man, the man of all times, Jesus, being offered the world and saying no. So you fast forward hundreds and hundreds of years later, thousands of years later, and you have someone else who gladly received power, throne, and authority from Satan. One of the heads of the beast seemed to have had a fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed. A fatal wound, not a serious wound. People can recover from serious wounds, but when something is fatal, that means a person has died from it. He received, as the Apostle John put it, what seemed to have been a fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed. The whole world was astonished and followed the beast. Some kind of way, it is going to be made known to the entire world that this beast, this man, will have received what will seem to be a fatal wound. But then he's going to revive. He's going to recover from it. And the whole world is going to be informed he's alive. The fatal wound has been healed. The whole world, Revelation 13:3 says, was astonished and followed the beast because the beast recovered from that fatal wound. The whole world followed the beast. Verse 4, men worshiped the dragon because he had given authority to the beast. And they also worshiped the beast and asked, who is like the beast? Who can make war against him? Remember, people are already going to know that the dragon is going to be making war against God and his people, the dragon's people, Satan's people, are going to be making war against God's people. They're going to know that the plan is for the Lord Jesus to eventually return to the earth and to take his rightful place on the throne in Jerusalem, ruling over the earth. They're going to know that Jesus is going to be fully aware of the fact that the people who think this earth is theirs are not going to just let him come and take over. They're going to fight against him. They're going to try their best to prevent him from ever making it back to this earth. Listen to Psalm chapter 2. Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord, speaking of God the Father now, and against his anointed one, speaking of the Lord Jesus there. Let us break their chains, they say, and throw off their fetters. They're going to want nothing to do with the righteousness and the holy, godly rules, premises of God. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill. The people of that time, the time to come, are going to know that the plan is going to be for the Lord Jesus to return to the earth, to take possession of the earth, because the people who are fighting against them are not going to just give it to them. In Revelation 19, an expansion of Psalm chapter 1, beginning at verse 17. Revelation 19, beginning at verse 17. And I saw an angel standing in the sun who cried in a loud voice to all the birds flying in midair, come, gather together for the great supper of God, so that you may eat the flesh of kings, generals, and mighty men. He's speaking here of warfare. Kings, generals, mighty men, the rulers of the nations and their armies, their military forces, ready to take Jesus on as he and his holy saints return to this earth to take possession of it. Come, gather together for the great supper of God, so that you may eat the flesh of kings, generals, and mighty men, of horses and their riders, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, small and great. The Apostle John talked about horses here. Just remember, that is the time in which he lived. You think about the time in which we live now and will be living later, when military equipment will be much more advanced than it is even now. And notice this. The birds were summoned to eat the flesh of all people, those who are free, those who are slave, those who have no standing in society, they're the poor, those who are great, the wealthy and the powerful of the earth. All of these will be gathered together to fight against the Lord Jesus, his angels, and the saints as we return to this earth. Revelation 19, verse 19. Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against the rider on the horse and his army. The rider on the horse is the Lord Jesus. Revelation 19 and 11. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice, he judges and makes war. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. This is the Lord Jesus. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. More of this in just a few.